sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And we are here to talk insurance. Now, you might think that could be boring, but you stay tuned because we've got a lot of information that you might have known at once and kind of forgotten about. And then we're going to tell you about some changes that have happened in the insurance industry and how do you keep your policy if you file a claim, when to file a claim, and most important of all, Mark, what is the most important?
The rates.
I mean, that's the number one thing that affects everybody are the rates of insurance. And we're primarily talking about homeowners.
Right.
But anytime you've got a company that bundles things up, you're talking auto and other things as well. So Mark Carr is my sidekick today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
And Mark is our director of operations, and he works with buyers that come to our company and want to purchase a home. So, and Brad Russell, my insurance guy. I mean, State Farm, my insurance guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I bring you the best because you need someone that's knowledgeable and knows what they're doing to help guide you along. So, Brad, let's talk first of all about rates. That affects everybody.
It does. It does. And different companies have rate changes throughout the year, either up or down based on Oklahoma laws as well, Oklahoma rates. But we have
you seen it go down?
Autos, we've had 3 rate cuts over the last 15 months, and we're expecting another one coming this May. So we're very, very aggressive in the auto market right now. We generally don't lose on the auto side of it. The homeowners' rates is a different story. A lot of people think State Farm is a little higher than other companies. Well, they may be on certain rates, but when you go down through the policy and you look at the coverage, There's not a whole lot of comparison because we are an all-perils company, which means we cover everything with one deductible. And usually on homes, if you get 100% replacement cost on them, we will pay out more than most companies will on a home. And we do it quickly. We're number ones in claim satisfaction on homes, which means that when we make a promise to a customer that we're going to keep that promise. And that promise is whenever you insure with us, anything happens, we're going to make it right with
customers. Okay. So the rates, and Mark and I kind of talked about this on the way to the station this morning, is that there are companies that can quote lower rates.
Sure.
However, if you compare the same coverage from one company to the next, my guess is they're a lot more equal than they are different.
There are, but there's so many different policies out there on
homes
that you really need to talk to your agent, whoever you're with, before you purchase. Because there's HO3 coverage, there's HO5 coverage, and if an HO3, for example, is really ACV value on your home. Replacement cost is not there for very long, and then it'll go to actual cash value. Say if it's on a roof. If you have a roof that is 10 years old, well, a lot of the companies will give you a cheaper rate because they're going to put actual cash value on it, but they depreciate it after 5 to 7 years. So not only are you going to pay your deductible on that home, you're going to have to make the difference up if they put a new roof on because it's depreciated over the years.
Right.
So with State Farm, it really doesn't matter if your roof is 5 years old or 25 years old. We're going to replace that roof at replacement costs. All you pay is the deductible.
Now, say that one more time.
It doesn't matter how old your roof is. If you have a 100% replacement cost policy on your home with us, it could be 30 years old, and we're still going to replace that roof 100% except for the deductible. Now, if it's ACV, they depreciate the roofs.
Actual cash value as opposed to replacement cost.
Right.
Well, Okay. What if the roof is 20 years old when you take the policy?
They do have rates based on how old your roof is, okay? So somebody that is buying a home that may have a roof that hasn't been replaced and it's 14, 15 years old, your rate may be a little bit higher than if it was a brand new roof that was put on 2 years ago. So there are some rating factors that come into that. But it doesn't matter if it's 14 years old, the rates may be a little bit higher, but we're still 100% replacement cost on that roof if they have a wind hail storm. If it comes in and we need to replace the roof, we're going to put a brand new one on.
Now, for a while, the industry was a little bit different.
Yep.
And that was, so when the roof was like 15 years old, mm-hmm. you couldn't get replacement cost.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies are still like that, by the way.
Yeah, we're looking at it a little bit different this year. We're going to change the way we rate homes, and the roof will be a small percentage of it, very small. There's a lot of different factors that the company's doing, looking at before we give a rate to that customer. Roof age is one of them. So what we're doing right now, Becky, and it's really critical, we're reaching out to all of our customers because we don't know exactly when, unless they've had a claim this year or last year. We know because we updated their information on their policies to represent the roof age. But we have a lot of roofs out there that when they call it, they don't know. They're buying a home. They don't know if it's 10 years old, 15 years old. So we just kind of estimate. If we send an appraiser out there and they can tell us pretty close. But
right.
we're trying to pull all those customers back in and make phone calls to them and just say, we need the best year and month, if you possibly have it, at that rate, because we know the rates are going to start being
affected by the age of the roof,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so when someone's purchasing a home, or let's just say someone's got a different company right now, mm-hmm. or it doesn't matter what company they have, let's just talk about how can you reduce your insurance premium? What are the things that you can do? The first thing comes to mind is the deductible.
Right. You can raise your deductible. We do anywhere from 0.5% all the way up to a 5% deductible. And you'd be surprised. A lot of customers like the 5% deductible. That means it's more out of pocket for you. But we can go down to 0.5%. We don't split wind and hail as one deductible and everything else as the other. State Farm. Now, we can. We just got a new endorsement that we can if that's what the customer wants. If they want ACV on the roof, we can lower down the deductible. My recommendation is to most people, if you got a 1% or 0.5%, keep it at 100% replacement cost simply because you're not going to make a claim. I mean, about 90% of all claims on homes are wind and hail because you don't want to make claims for something that's very inexpensive that you could pay for, right?
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back is claims. When should you file a claim and when should you not file a claim?
Right.
Because it does affect your insurability for one thing.
Yes.
And will it affect your rates? We're going to discuss that in detail when we come back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. We are here with Brad Russell, State Farm Insurance, my personal agent, actually my corporate agent and the agent on everything I
and
own.
Most of your family.
Most of the family. And then Mark Carr, who is a realtor on my team. And we're talking about insurance, but before we talk about insurance, let's talk about margaritas. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Margaritas, a good thing.
Can we insure margaritas?
Well,
I'm all for that.
We can insure that you could come get a margarita tonight.
There you
How's
go.
That?
Look at that segue.
So, what's happening tonight?
Yeah, tonight we're going to be at Casa Perico on Northwest 4521 Northwest 63rd, that's 63rd Meridian, and at 122nd and Penn for National Margarita Day.
There you go. So do you want a free margarita?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. There's no other answer to that, is there? Okay. There's just yes.
And by the way, if you're not an alcohol consumer, they have them without alcohol.
They do.
So we invite you to come. If you want a free margarita, all you have to do is call and give Mike Gannon your name. And he is going to put you on the list, and I'm going to hand you a certificate when you walk in the door.
It's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
5 to 8 tonight. And I'm going to start off at the 63rd location by my old stomping grounds. They're at Rolling Wood, and I sent everyone in Rolling Wood a free certificate. So come join me at 5 o'clock. I'll be there till about 6:15 or so. And then I'm going to trot up to 122nd and Penn and see my friends there. But there will be members of my team at both locations the entire time. So give us a call right here, 840-1000. And tell Mr. Gannon that you want a margarita tonight. They are delicious.
And, oh, they're fantastic.
There. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then if you have a question about insurance or real estate, just give us a call, and we're going to also answer those questions for you. And actually, you probably could call my office, 722-3232. Leave a complete message along with your phone number and your name so that we will be sure and have a certificate. These are not just handed to people as they walk in the door. You do have to call ahead of time so that we can give you one. So 840-1000 right now or 722-3232 after the show. So, Brad, we're talking about we talked about rates and maybe how you might lower rates is deductible. Before we go to the next topic of whether or not to file a claim, tell me another way to get your rates a little bit lower.
Well, anytime that you have multiple lines involved with your insurance, the cheaper overall the insurance is going to be. Some people, companies call it bundling. Others just call it multi-line, multi-product. So if you have multiple automobiles, there's a rate cut for the automobiles. If you combine a home or a rental dwelling that you have, that give you a multi-line discount. If you add a life policy on top of that for you and your family, it's another discount. So discounts are huge in reducing the rates. But in homes particular, the number one way to reduce your rate, if you have to file a claim for a roof, is to get an impact-resistant roof put on, which is a Class 4 shingle, and that will give you, with State Farm, we give you up to 30% discount on the homeowners, on the insurance, which is huge.
That is huge,
because
I looked at that. That was a lot of difference.
It is, and most of the roofers that we work with are the best, like your roofers, Robert's Roofing. They know the process, and they do so much business with these shingle companies. A lot of times they won't charge all of the difference in cost between a composite 3 shingle or a 4. So you can get an impact-resistant roof, depending on the roofer you just work with them, for a reasonable price. And even if you paid the full price, it will pay for itself in the reduction of the insurance in about a year and a half to 2 years. And that because you're saving almost a third of your price on the home.
And mine was less.
Yeah.
Mine cost about half as much to put the impact resistant as it did to put the Grand Manor shingle on, which was required by our covenant in our neighborhood. And they came out with one that looked like the Grand Manor, which was impact resistant, and it saved State Farm about $20,000.
Oh, yeah, on a claim.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I was glad to get the impact resistant. I didn't want it to look ugly.
No.
But the impact resistant now are architectural style. They look good. So do explore that. That's the best way to save money.
Yeah, and every insurance company out there offers that program. Now, they're not as aggressive in offering it as State Farm. We make sure every one of our customers know about it because it's the right thing to do for them. But do look into it. Ask your agent, whether you're with State Farm or whoever you're with, if you're going to replace a roof, about the impact-resistant shingle.
So, Brad, how do they know it's impact-resistant? Will it say impact-resistant, or will it, you know, they're always like, is this what class is this? Buyers always have questions about
they
that.
They do. All you have to do is call the agent. We have a list of all impact-resistant shingles that are available now for the discount.
Mm-hmm.
There are some companies out there that may say that it's a Class 4 shingle, but it may not be listed on the Class 4 impact-resistant sheet. They have to be listed.
Now, of course, it has to get complicated.
Right. It does.
Right.
It does. Metal roofs can be impact-resistant, too, but not all metal roofs. So, and the same as composite. Composite shingles, even if they're a Class 4, the majority of them are.
So do different insurance companies, like, have different requirements as far as what's impact resistant? They have their different list, or is it a general?
No, it's a general list out that they have to.
But they need to call you and look at that list.
Yes.
To make sure they're putting the right product.
Or talk to your roofer. The roofers know as well.
Gotcha.
What all the companies will honor as far as an impact-resistant roof. They have the same list that we do.
Yeah, and get the right roof put on because they're not going to tear it off and put it on again, right?
No.
So.
Although we do. I've seen houses that we've roofed that had two, three layers of shingles underneath it that
really?
They had to rip off and redo. The good thing about State Farm is on their roofs, a lot of the companies will not pay for ordinance of law. And I won't mention the companies, but State Farm pays for ordinance of law on the home.
Big deal right now, isn't it?
Absolutely, because if you have a roof claim and say the home is a 1950 or a 1940 home, it's probably not up to code in Oklahoma right now. Well, in every homeowner's policy that State Farm offers, we have an ordinance of law that's 10% of the dwelling. So if it's a $200,000 house, you're going to have $20,000 to get that home up for code, and we're going to pay for it.
And right now, the code changed, and I'm not sure if that is that statewide or is that Oklahoma citywide, that if you have 1x8 decking, which mm-hmm. used to be considered the best,
right,
and now is not considered the best because so many nails go between the boards as opposed to attached to the boards,
right,
that now they require a solid decking.
I think the gap can be up to like an eighth of an inch. No more, I believe. I may be wrong. It could be a little bit more than that. But, yeah, you're right. They're changing it because of that. The shingles were, the nails were causing, going between the decking and causing holes. And, you know, they put a new roof on, it leaks. So.
Right. Yeah, I know that they decked mine the last time.
Yeah.
And that, boy, I was glad not to have to pay for that.
No kidding.
Because that was a lot of money to redeck.
It can be, but the 10% of the dwelling costs that we give as an ordinance of law generally will cover 99.9% of it.
Right, I would think so, yeah. For sure, because it's kind of the size of the roof,
mm-hmm.
and the lesser-priced properties don't have as high a pitched roof
right.
in general,
yep.
unless it was built in the 30s, and then it's got a big, nice, high-pitched roof,
mm-hmm.
right? So, okay, now how about claims? How do you know what claims?
How do you know when to make a claim and when not to? What's the threshold that goes, this is going to affect my rates, it's not? How?
Well, your first claim is State of Oklahoma, you cannot be surcharged for your first home claim, right? So that's forgiven.
On each home or just your first?
On each home.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if you have a, say, claim-free record and have one claim that you filed on the home for a roof or something, insurance companies cannot charge you or surcharge you or raise your rates for that first one. Now, if you have another one throughout the year, they possibly could, unless it's a catastrophic event. And that's the big thing that we make sure with customers. If you're going to replace a roof, it's generally going to be in a cat date because that's when the hailstorms hit. And they classify
a cat date?
A catastrophic date.
There you go.
Right. I'm sorry. I've used too many acronyms in our industry. But all it means is it's a catastrophic event that the government will say that, okay, in this certain region, it could be in Tulsa, it could be in four counties in Oklahoma area, or it could be just Oklahoma County by itself. It could be on autos and homes, or it could just be on homes. But once it's on a cat date, that doesn't affect your rate at all. So we make sure that if a customer of ours calls in, we find out what the damage was, how much it was, and have they had somebody come out and appraise it? Does it need a new roof? If it does, we want to make sure that we look at the cat dates that it that fell into that date because they won't be surcharged then.
And the cat and date would be like a a catastrophic event would be like a storm, a fire,
a tornado.
Okay.
Anything that is going to affect a certain amount of the population in an area, and if it gets too high, they will classify it as a catastrophic event. And at that point, there is no claim rate increase of any kind. We don't assign that any surcharges based on cat date.
Who determines that?
It's really State Farm determines basically theirs, but generally all the other companies use the same type of technology, mm-hmm. and it's just based on the number of claim rates that have taken or claims that have taken place in a geographical area.
Yeah, kind of. You can call your insurance agent. I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Call when we list a home, mm-hmm. and I call my insurance agent, or actually I call Robbins Roofing most of the time,
yep.
and I ask, have there been any storms since this roof was put on at about this time? Tell me the dates
right.
so that we'll know whether or not it's likely to have damage from weather.
Right.
Now, there can be damage to a roof from a tree being too close, and every time the wind blows, the tree branches scrape off the granules.
Right.
So there's a lot to this rate business and claims. We're going to continue the conversation. So, Steve, please stay tuned for more with Brad Russell, Mark Carr, and Becky Ivins right after this break on more of Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. If you want to join me for margarita night at Casa Perico Mexican Grill, call my office, 722-3232. Leave your name, your contact information, and we will meet you at the door with a certificate for a free margarita with or without alcohol. How's that? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm here with Brad Russell, my State Farm agent, and with Mark Carr, who is a buyer specialist on my team. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, which we have mentioned a couple of times today. Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to inspect your roof and tell you whether or not you've got weather damage to it so that you'll know whether to file an insurance claim. You can trust them with a small repair or replacing an entire roof, whether residential or commercial. Robbins Roofing is 728-3700. Call my friend Larry Robbins at Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is catastrophe. We've talked about catastrophic events, or as our State Farm agent says,
cat event.
Cat event. Yes, right. Catastrophe is an event causing great and often sudden damage or suffering.
Right.
A disaster.
Yeah. We have a number of those in Oklahoma, unfortunately, with the tornadoes and the hail storms and the wind storms as well.
Do you know, people forget about the wind.
Yeah.
When you've got 80-mile-an-hour wind gust, straight winds, that can lift those shingles pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely. And knock down fences and, I mean, do a lot of damage. Trees fall on the roof, and that causes major damage as well. I mean,
it knocked a 80-mile-an-hour straight winds knocked a roof out of plumb, I guess you would call it. But it was exactly the big gable at the end of this roof was exactly in line with those straight line winds, and the top what do you call the very top board on a house? The ridge.
Ridge. Yeah.
Okay, the ridge of the house shifted over 6 inches.
Holy cow.
6 inches.
That's some structural damage there.
Well, you kind of have to take the roof off and redo it,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do that. This one happened to have tiled roof. Oh. So it was a very heavy roof. And that was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But thank goodness they had insurance coverage.
Yep.
Because if they had not, that was about a $60,000 deal.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
And it wasn't that big of a house.
Well, most people don't file a claim on a home very often unless it is a wind in hell or a catastrophic event, because that's your large ticket items there. Anytime you have to replace a roof or have any major damage to the house, it's usually because of a catastrophic event of some kind.
And then how do you know whether you should? Because when you file a claim, it affects your insurance rates, and it can affect your insurability. Like, you can get canceled.
You can. It's gotten a lot better over the years. Generally, of course, we've talked about it already. The state of Oklahoma, one claim, if you haven't had a claim on your home, they cannot surcharge you, any insurance company. But after that, if you have multiple claims on it, they can. It can drop you. Generally, when we see customers lose their insurance because they were canceled, there's two major things that'll cause that. It's not so much roof claims. It's going to be water claims or theft. And those are the big ticket items as well that companies really take a severe look at on the customer. So one or two roof claims in Oklahoma, everybody's had those. And that generally will never get you canceled. It may raise your rates a little bit on the second one, but not much. But if you get one or two water claims or theft claims, that you need to talk to your agent before you file that claim.
And how do you know whether to file a claim or not?
Well, it just depends on – it's individualized based on the customer, what they've selected as their deductible, right? So if for example, somebody comes in and they have a roofer go out and look at the roof and say if it's just some of the faucets or the spindles and it needs some new guttering, but the roof is fine, they may look at the price of that and say, you know what, it's not worth filing a claim, because say if your deductible was $5,000 and we can do the repairs for $3,000, you don't want to file a claim on that. But your roofer can tell you that. Your agent can definitely give you advice, but we always leave it up to the customer. If they want to file a claim, that's their choice. We just try to walk them through, you know, what we feel to be the best plan for them.
Yeah, if you're not going to collect on the claim, it would be really good not to file a claim.
Right.
So if someone runs into your garage door, say your husband runs into your garage door, mm-hmm. well, the garage door is probably not going to cost as much as your deductible.
Right.
So you might as well just go buy a new garage door.
Yeah, generally. Those are ticket items that you need to talk to the agent about, too, because we can send people out, every agent out there, whether it's with State Farm or whether it's with any company. We have people that specialize in garage doors. We have electricians. We have roofers. We have mm-hmm. everything. Remodeling homes. We have people that do that as well. They will come out for us on our behalf and give you a free appraisal on basically what you're looking at if it's
sure.
a repair. And that is that's the first place to start. But reach out to your agent, and if you don't know who are reputable companies to use, and we'll give you a few. We always give multiple by law. We can't just say we're going to promote one company. But I know in my office I have about four roofers that I use and I recommend to every customer that has a claim, because they know the process, and I trust them because the customer is first and foremost what's right for them.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to send someone out that says, oh, you've got a roof claim, ends up not being a roof claim.
Right.
You know, it ends up that your shingles are just 18 years old and they're blistered from lack of ventilation or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, and ventilation's a big deal. We'll talk to Larry Robbins about that when he comes on next, because that can really cause – I sold a house not too far from my own home that the roof was only 2 years old and it had to be replaced, not from wind and hail.
Wow.
From blistering. It was just shot because the roofer that put it on was real cheap,
uh-huh.
but he didn't put any ventilation in.
Oh, my.
So, and that causes the heat to build up and blister those shingles from the heat in the attic.
Well, so that's why it's important to call not only an agent, call your realtor, call a roofer. But the realtors and the insurance agents, they know who the reputable people are out here, because there's so many people that just come in from out of state when there's a catastrophe or something. And literally, there's customers that have had their doors knocked on five times for the roof and saying that you need a new one before they've even looked at it.
As soon as the first two roof signs go up in a neighborhood, you get all your out-of-state people going door to door, going, I can get you a new roof. I can get you a new roof.
Yeah.
And that is, I'll tell you, I've had some terrible experiences selling a house, and they'd put second shingles on there. Mm-hmm. Seconds meaning in flawed shingles, which meant, and they did it on purpose because they got these shingles for probably free because they were rejects. And a roofing company from out of state put them on, and there was a legit claim on that. I mean, because there was hail that came through, and it was a legitimate claim. The roof should have been replaced by the insurance, but the insurance company says, we paid you for this roof 2 years ago, and it's got defective shingles on it.
Right.
And these shingles were actually marked defective, and the guy went for the cheap ones.
Right. And then tracking him down, trying to get him to...
Well, we couldn't find him. He's gone.
It's impossible. Exactly.
No. Yeah. Those out-of-state folks are gone.
Right.
When we have a catastrophic event with hail, particularly, I get calls on property that people want to rent it from out-of-state companies, and all they want is a landline phone put in there. They don't want to occupy it. They just want to rent it so it looks like they're local. Their address is local. Yeah.
They've got it figured out, the scams, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, right? So if you have a question about real estate or about any kind of insurance thing, particularly homeowners insurance, I want you to give us a call at 840-1000 if you want a free margarita tonight. 5 to 8 at the Casa Perico restaurants. Just give us a call at 722-3232 or go online and send us a message. We're going to return with more and our smoking hot deals right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, license number 47388. And I am leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. It is a small but mighty team. And I'm here with one of my agents, Mark Carr, and Brad Russell, my own personal insurance person. We've got our smoking hot deals, but first let's talk to Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. I have a question for Mark. I've been told that when you call in to ask about should you file a claim, that even counts against your claim record or something and can cause your insurance to increase. Is that true?
Well, I'll let Brad Russell, the State Farm, answer that. Go ahead, Brad.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it is possible. And here's why. Generally, if you call your agent, we will talk you through the claim process, and that does not create an automatic claim. But if you call into the corporate office of your company, whether, it doesn't matter what insurance company it is, and you even talk about, hey, I've had a hail damage on my roof, and they're going to automatically file a claim on you. So talk to your agent first. About before, you know, it may be something that we can send somebody out there and it's just some minor damage that you may need gutters or you need to replace some things on it. That is not a claim. But if you call into the corporate office and call their claims line, they're automatically going to see that as a claim. Even if it's a zero payout claim, that can affect your rates. So I would suggest calling your agent first.
That's probably the best information we've had here all morning, Ann.
Well, it's important to me. I forget what happened in my past, but something happened that came up. And I have an insurance company that doesn't have an agent per se in the area. What is, I guess if I call into corporate office, they're going to start counting it toward a claim, huh?
Well, what I would recommend if you're going to call and don't have a local agent, that you call in and say, I just have a question, and I wouldn't give them your name or any information. That you say that, look, I think I have some damage, but I'm not sure. How do I go about making sure that it is something that I would like to file a claim on?
And if they say they're sending an adjuster out, that means they filed a claim.
That's right.
Right, right. Well, I knew that part, or I figured that part. But the other was kind of, I thought, no, that doesn't sound right to me, because how many people know that little piece of information that's so important?
That's why we're here, Ann.
I know, Becky. I just love your show and love you. You have the best things going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Becky.
And I appreciate your call in today, Ann. Brad, what's your last words you've got for us?
Talk to your agent before you file a claim. We'll make sure that you have the best direction.
Yeah. Talking to your agent, whether it's your agent or my agent. If you want to talk to my agent, I'm going to suggest that you do that. Okay? And that is Brad Russell. And I know that number right off the top of my head is 947-2812. Go to BeckyIvins.com and go to my favorites tab. There's a tab that just says favorites, Becky's favorites. And his contact information or website can be accessed from there. So thank you for tuning in. We hope to hear you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.